All right, look, this is probably not gonna make a lot of sense to anybody. I mean, it will in a nutshell, but this isn't, I have no order, I have no rhyme or reason. I'm just gonna read what I wrote down and maybe briefly explain it while I'm reading it. This is about the V's, that little thing you get into your skin. I'm not gonna say it because it's obviously the algorithm. But they have made it, it's called a graphene temple. And a graphene temple is a fullerene consisting of bonded carbon atoms in a sheet form, one atom thick. I don't really understand what that means, and I know not a lot of people are, but it's a structure that they have synthetically made, all right? And there's going to be a reason. What they've done is because they have paid attention to us and and have researched us biologically, molecularly, whatever, they have figured out how to create their own temple of God, almost. Obviously, it's nothing compared to the real thing, but they have mapped it out to make it like this little small little smidget of what it really is. But regardless, there's graphene, hydrogel, and the quantum dot. But the quantum dot is just a patenting system for human beings. They look at us as animals, and just like how we do animals, we tag them. Obviously, it's in a different way, but the way that they're doing this is not so they have to, and then we have a tag hanging from us, but they're gonna be able to quantumly tag you into your system using certain things, whatever. Now the problem with quantum dot by itself is that it's hydrophobic, doesn't like water. And we know that the body is made up of 80% water or whatever it is. The hydrogel, which is made by DARPA, is going to encapsulate the quantum dot so it doesn't touch water. Therefore, it is able to be introduced to the body or the fluid of the body, which travels through everything. Water is in everything. It's in your brain, it's in your organs, it's in your blood. It's everywhere. It's in your skin, it's in your eyes, it's in your wherever. You know what I'm saying? The quantum dot and hydrogel make it possible to deliver the graphene or the new temple of God, which is not the God we want to be attached to, obviously. Graphene is highly conductive, which allows you to send signals, receive signals, or to be tracked on a digital grid or whatever the grid's going to look like. Graphene is small enough to adhere to molecules of your body, and therefore, if they're able to adhere, then they're going to become one with everything, your blood, your mind, your spirit, because your spirit is, you can't, spirit's not physical, but the spirit is being brought into here by your pineal gland, at least from what they're telling us. And once, I don't know how it works, but it's in there, and then we're able to control this thing we call a physical body. So it's somehow, it is connected to the physical world as we know, but this graphene, this new program or whatever you want to call it in simpler terms, is going to connect all of that, essentially cutting you off, pulling your halo off. You're no longer connected. You become God, but not the God that is really God or what we think is God. Because you got to look at the construct of life, of what they call life, not what life really is, but you're born, you have a little bit of a life, then you got to get a job, then you go into the work system, and then you this, that, blah, 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 blah. That life. You'll pretty much, I'm going to just keep going. Once you accept this, you become a hybrid being. You're no longer fully human. You are now a biological robot, merging humans with technology. The hydrogel glue acts as an interface, therefore being reduced from a human to a node on the internet. So you're being reduced from a biological human being to a fucking single node on the internet. It will connect you directly to artificial intelligence at the same time. Graphene is a nanomaterial, two-dimensional structure. Your body becomes a living polymer if you take this vet. I almost said it. If you take this VAC, you know what. Also, all synthetic material. Your body becomes an all synthetic material, no longer human matter. These polymers are used in plastics that will replace your DNA, your blood cells, tissues, and organs. The nanoparticles are programmed to self-assemble once they enter the body, and it's an invisible invasion, turning you from human to a synthetic entity known as a symbio or symbiotic human being, which you get what I'm saying. It says hydrogel is a three-dimensional network structure that will fill your entire body. Nothing hidden, nothing safe. Your body won't reject this because it won't recognize as a threat. Hydrogel will absorb all the water in your body. Your body will then wither and then become sickly, like like a rubber band, it will stretch to its maximum. And the reason why it's going to stretch is because the hydrogel is a gel. It's going to absorb all the water in your body, and then those things are going to expand. And I'm getting this all from this woman. Her name's Celeste. God, these fucking people keep texting me. Damn it. Her name's Celeste Solemn, however you want to say it. You will physically, mentally, and spiritually break. So they physically, what I believe when she says that you're going to break, is it's almost like, okay, we're human right now. Then you take the thing. And then eventually it's going to absorb, and it's going to expand until it pushes your physical body out of the way, so to speak. But it's also going to replace itself with this synthetic polymers, which is almost like if you've seen X-Men and you watch when Wolverine gets put in that thing and, you know, he gets injected with all these, all the hot metals, whatever, and it slowly goes through his bloodstream and everywhere else and through his skin and everything and makes him an indestructible human. He can heal himself. I mean, it's literally what's happening, just not on a good level. But do you see how they put that in your face and make you think it's something good? And that's why people, once they start telling everybody this is what's gonna, you're gonna be a superhuman, you know? I also believe there's a trend on TikTok or on the internet with people talking about whatever day it was, we're going to wake up having superhuman powers. Like, they're planting that shit into your brain so that you accept it when down the road. I just thought of that. I just wanted to share that. The nanoparticles are programmed to self-assemble once they enter the body. And invisible... Yeah, I already said this. I'm all the way down here. Okay, graphene allows your body and mind to become a receptor for any message that they want to embed into you. Once all in place, you become a self-healing unit, no longer needing hospitals. So you'll be able to heal yourself, which is, you know, that's a positive thing. But you don't understand. Like, you don't understand. It's cutting you off from the natural way of everything. And once you're a part of that, you can't die anymore. And more than likely, it's what they keep calling people, well, from what I understand, the hive mind. And when you become a part of the hive mind and you die, you just get recycled back and they just keep using you, as far as from what I understand. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to do. This will open you up to alien entities, allowing them to enter the body at will. So whatever the hell that we trapped a long time ago that these stories about, those things will be able to spiritually come into you and take over and do whatever they need to do, whenever they please. It will turn you into a superhuman. Yeah, I said that because of the synthetic DNA. But it'll also make you your mind, body, and soul become one with artificial intelligence and the internet. And that, in a nutshell, is what this thing that they're putting into your body. I know that sounds very crazy, and I don't blame you for thinking so, if that's what you think. But this shit has been being told to us everywhere. It's just not my fault that you can't see it or pay attention to it. I don't do this because I think it's cool and I think it's something people want to listen to, or it's edgy or whatever the case is. I'm literally doing this because I am a human just as you are a human, and I want to help because it's in my heart to do whatever it takes to make you understand what's going on right now, what they're about to do, and why they're doing it. Once you take that thing, there's no going back. No going back. No going back. Realize that. It turns you to a patented being, and your owners, who are sitting on their thrones right now, will own you. And there's nothing you can do about it at that point. Think about it. You know how you buy a cow from the local farmer and now it's yours? Same thing. You have no rights. You have nothing. You own nothing. You don't deserve anything. You are used and abused and for whatever they need to use you for. Remember that. Let's just listen. Fucking do some research. I'm telling you, man. Like, I don't want to plead with y'all, but I'm almost ready to plead with y'all. With everyone. I don't know how long this video is going to last, if it even lasts. But we'll see. Love you guys.